thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Janie, for magical fingers and magical voices leading volunteers to come up and stand in front of everybody and sing. We always appreciate that, Kathy. So did anybody notice Millie's here? Millie's Wednesday night forum. But I know we've been promising newcomers for a few weeks that Millie would be here and not to miss her, and please come back if you missed her. So she's here if you want to meet her. Don't miss her. Okay, so now it's time for our speaker or talker, as Millie likes to call him. And we have imported someone special just for you, all the way from these northern United States, all the way from Ferndale, Washington. And what can I say about this speaker? We're really, it's going to be a great experience to hear what she has to say. Whenever our Rita Gray, who's talking tonight, whenever Rita shares her thoughts, you're bound to get some nuggets out of it and some just gems of information that you want to keep and hold on to, and aha moments, and then just to the kind of person that you really like to meet and you like to spend time with. So if you haven't met her, I hope you have the opportunity to meet her. You'll fall in love with her just like I have. She's perfectly imperfect. She's my perfectly imperfect hero. A great, great example of walking in spirit and getting to know who we are and living in our truths. And so let's welcome our Rita Gray.
I'm going to grab the water here really quick. You know, I just realized that being here, I've been coming down here for about 24 years or so. This Wednesday night is really about what my talk is. Mary, I didn't know you were going to be here. My talk tonight is about being like a child again. You know, we've taken life so seriously. But the name of my talk is The Inspiration of the Porcupine. Now, hold on. I got to get my picture ready here. So, can everyone see the porcupine? Okay. See it? Okay. So, the basic theme of my sharing tonight is really about shifting the energy that is other than love to love by living in the present moment and adopting childlike faith and lightness. This is what Wednesday night is. The songs are so playful. I feel like I'm a kid when I'm here. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I don't do that. So, you know, I realize that the world is laden with tragedy. All around us, countries around us, our country, our communities, our homes. And as a sensitive person, it's easy for me to sometimes get really locked into that energy and to actually become it. And I found out that, you know, if I'm becoming that, I'm not helping. I'm just absorbing all of that and becoming it, therefore not being able to help shift it. Because in order to shift it, we have to rise to a different place within ourselves. So I don't know about you, but there have been many, many times in my life where I have dredged up memories of the past that were not so lovely. And I grind on the past and grind on the past, think about these horrible things that have happened to me, and I realize, oh my gosh, I'm reliving it, and all the feelings and all the just build up. And I thought, you know, as a learner, as someone who is, I'm always seeking a new way to bring lightness. I took a class on human behavior and found out that it is, it's normal for us to do that because the negative experiences that we have are actually more emotionally charged than the positive ones. You know, I'm in business and I do blinds and draperies and I did closets for years, and I had 105 customers in a row that were just perfect. Just easy and loved what I did. It was mutual respect and wonderful. And one customer that I couldn't please and that gave me a hard time, and guess what I focused on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you guys do that, but I'll tell you. I'm guilty. That's my perfectly imperfectness. So as for my personal walk with that, you know, I, in my younger years, took life extremely seriously. Everything was so serious. And really serious. And I was blessed with choosing a mother who was more childlike than a child. So when I was growing up, it wasn't so cool. I didn't think it was so great. And then when she crossed over, I realized that she was now my advocate and my joy guide for bringing in more lightness in my life. So I'm so grateful for her, because as serious as I was, that's how unserious she was. And you know, another example of that in my life over the last 24 years is this little lady right here, who is always light and joyful and singing goofy songs and playful. And when I was really serious and watching her going, ha, she was still the example of joy for me. So. So before we move forward, because I have a phenomenal God story that created this whole talk. It is so phenomenal. When I think about how hard the angels work to actually create the flow of a God story that could span like a week to 2 weeks, it's miraculous, because I had planned a completely different talk before tonight, and these things started happening. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to talk about the porcupine, but I'll get to that. But before we move forward, I am proposing the possibility for myself and for anyone else here who would like to join me, that we begin the journey of bringing to the present moment the creation of new childlike memories, and from the past, remembering only the memories that bring us joy and lightness. It's a challenge, because sometimes it's easy to kind of stay in the other. Sometimes it gets kind of cozy and comfortable to stay in the other. But I don't know. I've had a calling lately to really pull through that and to bring lightness to this world that needs it so desperately. So, I've already told you this whole talk was created by God through this fantastic God story. Okay, so it started. My beautiful, wonderful soul sister Rita was coming up to visit me. And 2 days prior to her coming, I was working out in my living room deciding what program I was going to watch, because I like to watch TV while I work out. It kind of gets my mind off of the work aspect of it. And so I'm flipping through, and there's this wildlife rescue program on, which normally I don't watch because I get too sad, you know, watching the animals have to go through that. But for some reason, I put it on and watched it. And here was this porcupine that was having surgery. And after the surgery, it's in its little recovery, what do they call it, the little crate, and the surgeon is down there petting this little porcupine, and its hair is back, and it's just sleeping and just really receiving her love, and I'm thinking, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen, and I've really never seen a porcupine up close like that. So, okay, the porcupine, that's great, move along. Rita comes to stay, and I have recently began painting through the inspiration of a dear, dear friend of mine, Dawn Coden, in Bellingham, who is taking the walk of cancer right now. I had always wanted to paint my whole life, and she began painting through the healing process of cancer and inspired me to get started painting. So I was sharing with Rita that, I'm telling you, when I'm painting, I feel like I'm a kid. It's exciting, and I don't know what's coming next, and I feel like I'm coloring in a coloring book, and I just feel so light and wonderful. It's really changed my life in a really good way. And so I had shared that, and that's part of God's story number two. So a few days later, we have our county fair that goes on close to where we are, and it's a really big deal. Lots of animals, lots of crazy food. We indulged a little bit. It was really fun. Ate, you know, greasy food all day, and yeah, all the way through. And, of course, my favorite part is the animals. Well, you know, I go there probably, well, pretty much every year for probably the last 10 years, but missed the last couple. And so I didn't realize that there was this new display there, and it was a wildlife display that they had this whole show. And when we walked up, it was almost over, so we could only kind of, you know, peek over the crowd of kids and everyone. And we saw the guy there, and he's got this, he had an owl on his shoulder, and there were wolves, and there was a bobcat. What else was there, Rita?
Snake.
And then the whole thing clears, and there in a cage is a porcupine. I thought, two porcupines in a week? That's interesting. I mean, considering I'd never given porcupine a second thought. So I'm thinking, there's something here, but let it go. So a few days later, so dear friends of mine moved to South Dakota, and because I do blinds, they wanted me to give them an estimate for the blinds they wanted to make sure they were getting a good deal where they were. So I basically wrote them up an estimate, and I was online looking up the sales tax for Rapid City, South Dakota, and right above Rapid City, South Dakota, guess what? Porcupine, South Dakota. I'm not kidding. Thus, the message of the porcupine. Because I pulled out, actually my girlfriend Dawn pulled out the porcupine medicine card. And then I had mine, so I pulled it out, and it's the same message. So I'd like to read that to you. The south of the medicine wheel is the place of childlike innocence and humility. It is the home of playfulness and the position of porcupine on the medicine wheel of life. Porcupine has many special qualities and a very powerful medicine. The power of faith and trust. The power of faith contains within it the ability to move mountains. The power of trust in life involves trusting the Great Spirit has a divine plan. Your task is to find the pathway that is most beneficial for you and that uses your greatest talents to further the plan. Trust can open doorways to the creation space. The space thus created allows others to open their hearts to you and share their gifts of love, joy, and companionship. So the last little piece here is, through understanding the basic nature of this animal, you may come to understand your own need for becoming like a child again. And this is all after I've been having these thoughts about playing. So in today's society, this is a needed reminder to honor the wonder of life and the appreciation of each new day as an adventure of discovery. Love that. I love that. So that leads me to present moment. Because a lot of my learning has been about, so utilizing my past and the experiences that have caused great pain or discomfort from my past and using it as a tool to create a more positive experience for myself here. How can I do it differently? How can I learn new ways of creating that space of joy for myself? But when I go to the past and just dredge up these things without any movement forward at all, it's only adding to the other. It's only adding to it. So do I want joy? Or do I want the other? So being in the present moment is like being a child because they're not really looking to the bills they have to pay or, you know, this job they have to get. They are excited about playing with dolls and the ball and, oh, they're planning a trip to Disneyland or whatever that is. Speaking of Disneyland, I have some examples of playfulness in my life. Oh, one thing else I want to share is the other thing. So past only serves me if I am using it to learn something to better myself for the future. And the other thing I wanted to share is, you know, I have learned that having something to look forward to is a great tool to bring joy. When Rita was coming, I'm telling you, every day, three, four times a day, I'd get these flutters of excitement that she's coming. And, I mean, there's been so many opportunities for that. My sister, who moved to Washington several years ago, hadn't seen her daughter in a year and a half, and we surprised her with her daughter. I had 2 months of excitement about the surprise. And what's wonderful about having something to look forward to and then experiencing it is that then creates a past positive memory that we can pull from. Because every time I think about that, we've got it on video. If I'm having a bad day, I'll watch that video. It's over. Because the joy of her seeing her daughter was so high. I can think of that video, and it brings me lightness. So I'm using my past memories of joy to bring that lightness to my present moment. It's amazing. Have something to look forward to, and then it becomes a memory that we can draw from. It's a fantastic tool. Okay. Some of my past memories that brought me joy and lightness. All right. One of my earliest memories of being with Millie was, I don't know, it was probably 1990. And we were in that hotel by the restaurant by Hotel Circle. And it had kind of a Hawaiian theme. I don't even remember the name of it. And there was probably 25 people at that table. And by the end of lunch, and you were there, Janie, everyone was doing animal sounds. They were getting up and doing acting and whatever they did that was funny. And we laughed for hours while each person went around doing something goofy and playful. It was so fantastic. I still draw on that memory. My last visit with Millie in January, I think it was. Was it January? Yeah, January. So she was still in recovery, so we didn't have a lot of out of the house time, but we did this puzzle. We giggled like kids. We made animal noises. If somebody had been watching us, I think we would have been arrested. Seriously, it was so goofy and so fun, and we just giggled our way through our visit. It was just hysterical. The little mouse. I had this little mouse that, it's hard to explain. I'm not going to try, Mom. It was pretty funny. Just take my word for it. Okay. With my sister, Lori, we go to Disneyland, and you know, pushing 50, skipping through Disneyland like 10-year-olds, we do it every time. We skip through Disneyland, and I don't care who's watching. Last time Rita came, before this time, she shows up, I get the music going, and we are dancing free form in my living room. Just dancing and twirling and being kids. These are the memories I hold on to. So fun. So I shared with you the surprising my sister with her daughter, my sister Leanne, surprising my sisters with Rita this last time. Oh, gosh, my sisters love her so much, and they didn't know that she was coming. So basically, my sisters and I were sitting in the coffee shop that we usually sit and chat at. Rita was in the corner and waited for my text. And she came around the corner and said, "Excuse me, can I sit here?" And my sister Lori looks up at her. She was stunned. She didn't move for probably, I don't know, 20 seconds? Yeah, 20 seconds. And she got up and was hugging her. And I thought, where is my video? I didn't video it, but it's right here. The joy in watching her see Rita and enjoy her. I feel like Millie now. My greatest joy is when people that I love the people that I love. It's the truth. It is the truth. I'm telling you. So basically, that's really the crux of my message today. Creating moments to look forward to. Not being afraid to be childlike and open your heart. Say I love you first. Right? So for the final part of my God story, because it's not over yet. So, Rita, I'm inviting you up because she was a part of it. So, I already have the crux of my talk, and Rita and I are sitting at breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I said to Rita, you know, I'm thinking I want to have a Bible verse that's related to my talk. Rita was like, well, I'm not sure. We talked around about it. and decided to just think about it. So we're driving down the road.
Mm-hmm. We're driving down the road, and I hear in my head go, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice
and be glad in it." Well, she didn't share it with me. At the same exact time, I splurted.
I
said to Rita, "I've got it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." And she said, "You didn't just say that. You didn't just say that. I just got it at the same exact time." And so,
here we are.
"This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." That's it.